Well, hello everybody and welcome to the Light at the End podcast. My name is Razvan and this is episode 4 of season 3, I think. Is it? Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, it is. It is episode 4. I know it's been a long time since I last recorded one, but I've had a good reason to not be able to record an episode. I'll tell you all about it in a minute. But first things first, tradition requires that I do a slurp. Here it comes. Coffee's here. I'm all ready to do this, baby. And that I tell you guys about my dates, all the 7 or 10 of you who listen to these podcasts, which I very much appreciate that you do. I'm not complaining. Thank you for tuning in. This is a way of me practicing my mic skills and my talking out loud skills, and also a way of letting people know when the next shows are happening that I'm going to do in Vienna. I usually do shows in Vienna. Let's face it, I'm a lazy bastard. What do you want from me? So, it's going to be tomorrow. The next show, I'm hosting Loop again, Monday 22nd, and I'm doing Wednesday 24th at the Comedy Pub in Kettenbrückengasse 7. Wednesday I'm hosting, Thursday I'm just doing a spot, and Saturday and Sunday I'm also doing a spot. So that's 24th, 25th, 27th, and 28th. Those are all days where you can see me on stage at the Comedy Pub in Kettenbrückengasse 7. Hope to see you guys there. The summer is always tough for comedy, so we really appreciate it when you guys show up and laugh with us and tell us that you've heard the joke before. I got told that the other day. And I really felt sorry for the guy. I felt sorry for the guy. You know, he got to see me twice and he had to hear the same stuff again. I did write some new stuff, but I used it on Saturday. Yesterday was Saturday. Saturday we have double shows, so if I use some jokes on the first show and I get a spot at the second show, I can't really do the same jokes because there are people who stay from the first show and they still hang out for the second show. And you know, if I do stuff like that, if I do the same jokes for the first show and the second show, then everybody who stayed is gonna feel cheated out of a good time, I think. Jokes are like that. You can't tell them twice, man. You can't. But this guy was there two nights, two separate nights, so he got to see me do the same jokes on two separate nights, which is, it's not better, it's just, I just fucked him over accidentally. Sorry, man, didn't mean to. But then again, it's a free show. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to do my jokes and I'm trying to do new variations of them. So sometimes if you come and see me, it's gonna be repetitive. You should actually write more. Yeah, I know. I fucking know it. That's the annoying voice in my head. Now it's coming out to you guys as well, so you get to hear some of my thoughts. And yeah. But yeah, please come out. Please come out to the comedy shows. There's always new comedians. There's always some new stuff that's going on. Kao is doing fantastic. He wrote a new bit that is... I just went like, dude, that's a bit too edgy. That's a bit too playing it fast and loose with some words and some concepts. And I don't know if that... And that motherfucker pulled it off. I swear to God... I said I wasn't going to be jealous, but this guy can pull off shit that I can't, and I am pissed. It's fun to see him do it, man. It's fun to see him do it, because I was, he told me about this joke idea that he had, and I went with, there's no way you're gonna pull that off. There's no fucking way. You're gonna crash and burn, and the whole show is gonna suck because of that. And that brave motherfucker just pulled it off. He got a few laughs. Well, he didn't get like really big laughs because the joke is pretty risky and a bit unpolished, which are all jokes at the beginning. So, but he got some laughs. He got laughs. He didn't get boos. And I just went like, dude, there's really something there. So now he's going to keep trying it. And I hope he's going to figure out how to do it in a way that really gets laughs and really gets him going. Because, right, that's a bit of comedy pioneering that little boy is doing. And it's good to see. It's good to see that happens. Now, why I haven't been doing podcasts lately, it's a bit of a personal issue that cropped up. Sometimes it does happen that I have personal issues. I got broken up with about a month ago now. It's gonna be a month soon, and this was a rough one, and I went through a bit of a tumble down on depression road, and feeling sorry for myself road, and anger road. It was a beautiful journey, and it all hurt like a bitch and consumed a lot of my time, so and a lot of my mental energy, and I just couldn't. I spent a lot of time talking to my friends about it and what happened, how I feel about it, and yeah, which I know sounds like whining, but sometimes it's necessary to whine a little bit, and that shit really helped. And now I feel like I can do a short one. I can do a short podcast at least, tell you guys what's up. Hopefully that will get me talking a little bit more and get me to do more podcasts and put out a bit more content, because I have ideas that I wanna put out there, and I wanna process. No, you don't. Hey man, if I keep talking about them, maybe they'll come. Shut up. So I'm gonna do that, this podcast today, and we'll see. Interestingly enough, I was talking to a friend about being bummed out after a breakup, which, by the way, I really shouldn't be on paper, but the way it ended, it was just, I think it was the worst way I've been dumped up until now. And because you never know what the future brings, and I was just completely blindsided by it, and it really brought up the worst parts of me. It just brought up this whiny, angry cunt that I can be sometimes, and I was just foaming at the mouth. And after a few days of that, of anger and foaming at the mouth, I went through sadness and depression and feeling worthless and all that good shit that comes with it. And I was talking about that to my friend about the negative feelings coming in waves. And like, after a while, like, the waves got smaller, and I think they're gonna stop, you know? And she went like, I think they ever do. And it's always something else coming up. And I'm like, fuck, that's not uplifting. And she went like, no, I'm not trying to lift you up. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. And fuck it. I guess that's how it's gonna be in life. Yeah, fuck, that hurt. And I did also like in that state where I was just foaming at the mouth, I decided to, by the way, never do this. Never learn from my stupidity. Never do this. If a person does something to you that you consider unacceptable, this woman broke up with me in a way that I consider unacceptable. She did it by text, and she wrote some things in the text that I would have appreciated her keeping those to herself. And I went, like, I just felt, like, really self-righteous, and I really got to explain to this person my perspective and why she did was fucked up and why she should never do that shit again. And, of course, I justified that to myself, and I did it, and of course it fell on deaf ears, because a person who does something that you consider unacceptable, they obviously consider it acceptable. They obviously consider that the way to go, and fucking, it's just wasted energy to explain your morality to, and to impose your morality on somebody else. If they cross the line, they cross the line, and they're just out of your life. Don't try to justify it. So I did that last Wednesday. I had the fight with the, like, no, this is fucked up. You don't do this to me. And she was like, no, that's just your reality and your perception of me. There's no need for this. So she told me on that Wednesday, and I had a show that night, and of course, after having that fight, I was, like, particularly bummed out. I showed up to the show, and my face, you must have been able to see it on my face, because every comic that would see me, I was supposed to host it, and I would greet the comics as they come in, because I was there earlier. You know, if you're the host, you're there earlier, and they would just see my face, and I'm like, dude, are you okay? What happened? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I mean, I'm like, and then my friend would ask me, like, hey, are you sure you can host? We have a lot of people tonight, and you know, just a bit worried that, who knows, I might get heckled and lose it. Start crying on stage. And I went like, no, I got this, still with the sad face on. And then I went on stage, and I fucking burned that place to the ground. Like, it was one of the best hosting sets that I've had, I think, this year. I think I haven't had a better one than that one. I made great money on that night too, but it was like, just everything went my way. And after going up, like, because I go up at the beginning of the show, and I do like 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get the crowd into it, and I bring up comedians, and then I go, when the first comedian is done, I go up and I do one little short joke, and I bring up the next comedian. After I do that twice, my friend Homer goes like, dude, you should get depressed more. This is really working for you. And for whatever reason, that cheered me up. I'm like, yeah, see, at least is not suffering in vain. So yeah, that's what's going on with me, and it makes it. I've written a bit about it. I've written a bit about getting dumped in a shitty way, and if you want to hear about it, hey, I don't want to reveal it on the podcast. I'm just gonna tease you with it. It's still a work in progress, but then again, aren't we all? So if you want to see it, you just show up at Loop on Monday, and we'll talk all about it. We'll talk about my shitty breakup, and you can tell me about yours. By the way, feel free to write me at lightattheendpodcast@gmail.com with some of your shitty breakup stories. Don't tell me if it's fresh. Like, if that's why I'm not that big on sharing this because it's fresh and it's like, I started doing the joke like 2 weeks after the breakup. I started doing a joke about the breakup and it didn't work. And on third week, like end of second week, beginning of third week, it started to work. And I was thinking like, dude, I'm doing the joke the same way. What happened? And I just realized, oh, the pain of the thing is kind of fading now. And the audience can't smell it on me anymore. Because until now, they could... they probably could fucking smell it. They were like, I used to start the bit I got broken up with once, and she did this and this. And they would smell like this once wasn't that long ago. This is a fresh one. And they would just feel pity for me. And you can't make them laugh at you if they feel pity for you. You gotta be from a position of, you know, it happened, it was shitty, but I figured it out and I'm over it. And with that, you can start talking about your trauma, making it funny on stage. But if your trauma is still obviously a burden to you, nobody's gonna laugh at that shit. So that was the way I that was my fucked up way of measuring how over it I am. Because when I realized that the joke is starting to work, I realized, oh yeah, I'm letting go. I'm letting go. It's happening, and it's not gone completely. According to my friend, it's just these waves are just gonna be coming. But it's getting better. It's getting better. So yeah. Sorry if I bum dropped. I just zoned out there a little bit. Oh, yes. Yes, it's getting better. It's all right. Oh, let me talk about this asshole. This is going to be the last subject I approach tonight. We had a guy yesterday drunk out of his fucking mind and heckling everybody. He has some kind of a British accent or a Scottish accent. I don't know. I don't care. He was obviously drunk. The Brits all sound Scottish when they're drunk. I don't know why that is, but hey, it's just my impression. It's just my perception of the accent, if you will. So this guy was heckling everybody, and I just realized that, all right, he's going to heckle me. And I just went, like, I really went into him because, you know... I was the fourth comedian on the lineup. He's been heckling every comedian that went up. He's been heckling the host. He's been doing all that bullshit. And the crowd was already... They were on to him. They were like, oh yeah, this guy is obviously an asshole. He's going to heckle everybody. You know, it's the comedian's job to keep him in check. Or at least to try. This guy was unstoppable. And... he heckled me, and then I kind of felt justified to bring up like the hardest answers. I call him a tapeworm. No, I didn't call him a tapeworm. I said that I had tapeworm that I liked more than I liked him, and I said that I named my tapeworm John as well. And he kept talking after that. And I'm like, I swear to God, I haven't killed an audience member before. But I might just do it tonight. I might be starting tonight. Which was really an act of bravery, if you ask me. I was very brave. This guy was twice my size. I started thinking, like, I'm really, like, laying into this. Like, I'm joking. I wasn't going to kill anybody for heckling. But... I'm joking about it, and if this guy in his drunkenness decides that I'm talking shit seriously and decides to jump this to rush the stage and to tackle me, yeah, he's gonna make dust out of my bones. There was no way he would have killed me unless I had a gun or something. I don't have a gun, so yeah, he would have killed me. That would have been an easy contest. And for a moment, I thought maybe he'll take a shot, but no, he didn't. He just that's what he was looking for. He was looking to piss off somebody and feed off their anger. And I guess I gave him something to feed on, because then he shut the fuck up. He was satisfied. And then he was like, oh man, you did a great job, and blah, blah, blah. Fucking people. If you want to go to a comedy show and feed off some comic's anger, just remember, Razvan says no. Yeah, just do me this favor. There's enough shittiness in the world, and it's not that hard not to heckle. It's not that hard not to heckle. If my friend Homer could learn not to heckle, I think anybody can. Homer, if you're listening to this, I love you. You're an example to all hecklers out there. They should all behave like you and work on themselves and stop themselves from heckling. You're doing a great job for not heckling us. I know how hard it must be. All right, and with that uplifting message, I'm going to end this podcast. I haven't done one like this one ever. I got vulnerable with you guys. I hope you appreciate that. for real, send me breakup stories or any kind of stories at Light at the End Podcast. One word, no commas, no dots, at gmail.com. Hope to hear something funny and something brutal. And if it is brutal, I hope you're over it. I hope you figured out a way where you can be like, oh shit, that was just something fucked up that happened to me, and it's just a fucked up event. It doesn't say anything about me or about her or about my place in the world, or it's just sometimes you get to experience fucked upness. That's what it means. Anyway, come see the shows as well. As I said, Monday the 22nd at Loop, Wednesday the 24th, Thursday the 25th, Saturday the 27th, and Sunday the 28th, all at Kettenbrückengasse 7 in the 5th District. The bar is called The Comedy Pub, is the one and the only. Thank you guys very much for listening. And take care of yourselves. Don't break up with people over text. And I'll catch you on the next one, motherfuckers.